excited about talking to you guys tonight, and the ladies, those of you who qualify for this night out. And I don't usually make notes, I usually talk off the top of my head and off the cuff, but tonight I kind of made a little outline because what I want to talk to you about is such an important aspect of your business. And we'll try to stay in these boundaries, so it might be a little bit different than you used to hear me talk. But I want to talk to you about securing your business. I'm talking about getting a lifestyle out of your own independent business. We're using Quickstar as a doorway to the internet. And as an internet doorway, there's a lot of opportunity to create volume. We've got a million products online, thousands of companies, tremendous business opportunity. But what good is creating volume if you create it, you get paid for it, and then the volume goes away and the pay goes away? You're still getting paid. Pam and I start our business, and every organization that we've gotten to the platinum level has held and or grown. We've never had to replace a platinum leg. We've never had to go back and get a new one. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but one of my theories was do the work once, get paid forever. One of my theories was I wanted to work myself out of a job. I wanted to work myself out of being needed in the direct legs that I was breaking, in the platinum legs I was breaking. And so I think there's some confusion in how do you secure your business. And the reason I think there's some confusion is because when I or anyone else teaches on the subject, there's two distinct groups of people we're talking to, but we talk it under one banner of death. And so I'm going to try to split into two different categories the aspects of death, if you will. So there's two aspects of death. The first aspect is this. The first aspect of building death is get the leg over 7,500 PB. The first aspect of building death is get the leg over 7,500 PB. The second aspect of death is keeping the leg over 7,500 PB. It's keeping the leg over platinum or Q12. The way you get the leg to direct with your time and your energy is completely different than the way you keep the leg at 7,500 PV with your time and your energy. And that's where the lifestyle comes in. There's two aspects of death. On your way to Emerald and Diamond, how do you build the business? And after your Emerald or Diamond, how do you build the business? So how do you get the leg over? How do you keep it over? How do you qualify Emerald or Diamond with your time? How do you stay qualified Emerald or Diamond with your time? Those are the aspects I'm going to talk about. Here's a tip. Here's a teaching point. On your way to Diamond, you don't wait for things to happen in a leg. You make them happen in a leg. On your way to Diamond, you don't wait for things to happen in a leg. You make them. And when I say Diamond, you can place that word with Emerald. On your way to Emerald, don't wait for things to happen. Go make them happen. Or don't complain that you're not an Emerald or a Diamond. Next thing. From 0 to 6 legs, you can replace that with from 0 to 3 legs. 0 to 3 legs, 0 to 6 legs, grow the group. But after you go Diamond, you have 6 legs qualified, you grow the leaders, you grow the people. That's the two aspects of the business, of the death. From 0 to 6, what you want to do is you want to grow the group, the volume. Once the leg goes over, you want to grow the people. And it doesn't take nearly the amount of time in a leg to grow the people as it does to grow the group. Because to grow the group, you start the group, to train the group, to motivate the group, to teach the group. You have to be in there, listen to me, at least two or three times a week on a regular basis. Two or three times a week on a regular basis. What is the most important thing you can do for a new group? A new IBO. You can help them sponsor 3 to 4 or 5 people themselves. Why? It gives them a reason to stay in, number one, and number two, it gives you a place to work. It gives you a place to serve. And so when you start a brand new IBO, you want to try to get them 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7 wide as fast as you can. It gives them a reason to stay in, and it gives you a place to serve, a place to go do work. What do you want to do for somebody you immediately register? As soon as you register a brand new IBO, what do you want to do? Help them get somebody registered. Because until you have somebody registered for your IBO, you don't have an IBO. And what you want to do is you want to grow the group. When you go into the group, you're going to be doing overviews. You're going to be doing flip charts. You're going to be doing houseplant. You're going to be doing teaching, cover dishes, nuts and bolts, training sessions. You're going to be staying late answering questions. You're going to be teaching every aspect of the business to just about everybody who gets in that business for quite a long time. Listen to this statement. The faster a brand new group grows, the more you're going to be needed in that group because the more people are going to need to know what you know. So from zero to direct, from zero to platinum, whatever you want to call it, from zero to qualified 7,500 PVIC, what you need to do is grow the group, put volume in the group, do house meetings. 2 to 3 times a week in that leg if you can. Maybe 1 to 2 nights a week in that leg. But grow the group. Don't try to find Mr. Quickstar in there. Don't try to find somebody who's 15 wide, delegate the building of that group to that guy. It's better for you to get leg from 0 to 7,500 in the shortest period of time possible, and nobody in there is doing what you're doing, and you get credit for the leg, than for you to wait 5 stinking years and still not get credit for the leg. You don't go emerald / diamond by waiting for things to happen. You go make them happen. Phase one, get the leg over. You be the leader. You do the work. You show the plan. You drive the leg 10 or 20 deep. You get the volume of 7,500 points, 8,000, 9,000 points. Now, that might take 1 to 2, 2 to 3 nights a week. Folks, in the process, you're looking for other people that are serious about their business. Sometimes they show up before 1,000 PV is created. Sometimes they show up before 2,500 PV is created. Sometimes they show up before 4,000 PV is created. But here's the biggest mistake I see most people make in their business. Most people think, now that I've got a leg to 4,000, it's almost a platinum leg. They, for some reason, have a mindset that now that I've got the leg to 4,000, they're almost direct, they're almost platinum. Let me ask you a question. Where did you get math class from? If platinum is 7,500 PV minimum, did y'all hear that word? If platinum is 7,500 PV minimum, let's say 8,000 PV is average. Holt, you just got a guy at 4,000 PV. How close is he to platinum?
Halfway
at best. Now, you want to know my philosophy on a 4,000 group? Is a 4,000 group halfway to platinum? No. I believe a 4,000 group, if left alone, is halfway to 2,500. Why? If it takes you 2, 3, 4 months to get the activity level up, the results up, the IBOs up, the plan showing up, and now after 4 or 5 months, you finally got the volume up to 4,500 PV. You look at that leg and say, man, I got people in there showing the plan, going to the meetings, doing all this stuff. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. what are you planning on doing now? Well, I'm going to take my talents and abilities and go help somebody else. I've done a bunch of work in that way. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to coach them babies of DD. I'm going to coach them to platinum. I'm going to sit down with a cup of coffee once a week and make sure they're all doing the right thing. Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Why is the light 4,500? Well, because of me. Who's the magic? Me. Who's the catalyst for growth? Me. Who's the guy with all the people skills? Me. Who's the guy that can handle all the negative? Me. Who's done the most work? Me. Now, what's your game plan? I'm going to take me out of the equation and I'm going to work somewhere else. And you know what usually happens, Scott? The month you leave to go work somewhere else, the volume doesn't drop. Usually the second month it doesn't drop. And you look back, look at that! That thing's holding good! It'll be growing every day now! You're the one record, I'm proud of you. You're doing great. And the people that were coming to see you don't see you no more. Guess what? After about 3 months, they don't come no more either. 3,800 points. Well, that's just a little blip on the radar scale, man. Somebody's going to step up and build that thing. Yeah, it's going to be you. The problem is, you wait about 2 more months, it's going to lose momentum because the belief's dropping. And now when you get back in there, you're going to have to go, it's going to be like going to 12,000 to get it over. It's not an everyday thing when you get momentum in a leg. When you get the momentum in a leg, you better cherish it like a good wife. I don't care if Gandhi's in that leg. I ain't turning the group over to him. Gandhi's a pretty good leader, for those of you who don't know. He had a pretty good group himself. I don't care if Paul Miller's baby Paul's down there in the group. Little baby Bill Britt's down in there. Here's a tip. I get to work to 4,000. I ain't getting out of it till I get a stinking credit for that leg. Because there ain't no credit on 4,000 PB. You don't get no 4% check. It don't count towards more. It don't count towards Diamond Club. It don't count towards permanent lifestyle. It don't count towards freedom, folks. It's stinking temporary volume. And you've wasted 4, 5, 6, 7 months of your life getting it to 4,000. If you now turn it over to anybody and let it go backwards or stay the same. Phase two. Once the leg is over 75, you can now, here's what you can do now, the month, gold, platinum, here's what you can do now. A, you can count the leg towards emerald or diamond qualification, but not until. Would you rather miss a day at Paul's house with 9 legs? To be an emerald and Bermuda with him for a week. Hello?
Well, why would they put an incentive out if it wasn't for me?
It's for the brand new people, folks. And whenever an incentive is put out by Danny, John, Larry, Joe, Alan, Doug, Campbell, Mike, RW10, anybody, Paul, Bill, Dex, Rich, and Jed, if they put an incentive out, here's what you need to say. Upline, come here. They just announced from stage as being shindig. Does it apply to my group? Do you want me to stop building an emerald ship to get a donut? Y'all laughing. Don't make that. Oh. Virtually every one of you have done that 2 or 3, 4 times in your career if you've been in 2 or 3 months. Because you don't know what you want. It's for the new guy in the upper deck to get more than one guy sponsored. Do you understand what that's for? It's for the new guy who ain't done nothing yet to say, I really can't do too good in this thing with just one guy. So we put incentives out there. Lance, are you more excited about identifying diamond or qualifying emerald and having $150,000 a year come in your house? For right now, it's more important to get emerald done. Why? Do you have a platinum first leg?
Yes.
What's your second leg look like?
It's 6,000 last month.
6,000 last month. What's your third leg look like?
4,000.
4,000. Danny, do you think he ought to be go put in a new batch, or do you think he ought to make sure them lights go over? Lock them in. Danny Stimes, lock them in. Because death and momentum is precious. Lance, you're speaking for everybody in the room now. Is it easier to get a brand new IBO in the business, or is it easier to get a leg to 4,000 PV? It's easier to go get a brand new guy in the business than it is to get a leg to 4,000. What takes more time and effort, Lance? Does it take more time to put a new IBO in, or does it take more time to get a leg to 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 PV? Takes more time to build the momentum. So if you've spent 3, 4, 5 months, 6 months in the leg building the momentum, and you're, oh, but they're dangling an incentive program over here. I don't want to go do it. I don't want to miss a dog. All of a sudden, how many of somebody call you back and say, I want more information? Raise your hand. Look at that. Okay. How hard is it to pass out an RP 891? It is effortless. How hard is it to get a leg to 4,000? It takes 2, 3, 4, 5 months. So once you get a leg to 2, 3, 4, 5 months worth of effort, here's the thing, folks. Nothing, in my opinion, here's Larry's mentality. Nothing is going to keep me out of that leg. No individual, no ego, nobody's wit, nobody's success. I'm not an emerald yet. You're my third leg. You're at 4,000 PV. You're going to see a whole lot of me, Gary. I don't care if Gary's 11 wide. I'm serving Gary because I'm not sure if Gary's going to drive the depth, drive the miles, pay the price. Gary might be happy with a $1,000 a month check. I need this leg at platinum so that I can dip into the money coming in from my first two legs. How many of y'all have a first leg already? Would you raise your hand? How do you draw money out of it? You got to go three wide with three platinum legs. If you have a first leg of direct, you get a 4% check on the first leg, right, Matt? Who's got two direct? Who's a sapphire in here? Raise your hand. Who's a sapphire? Raise your hand straight up. Sapphire. Alan Bash, you're a sapphire. Okay. Watch this. You're a sapphire. You get an emerald bonus yet?
No.
You get a depth bonus yet?
No.
Does the VWW system come into play at the emerald level yet?
Nope.
Get your third leg to 7,500 1 PV, and then three legs, instead of being worth about $2,000 a month, they're going to be worth about $8,000 a month. They're already built. They're already in place. The money is already being generated. He's already making $150,000 a year when that third leg gets to 7,501. He now looks at the two legs that are already enormous and he goes, I'm getting paid about five different ways now than I would have before this. You know what I would have done? I would have done what I did. Campbell was my third leg. Campbell, I've already got Bundy and Markowitz. They're doing pretty good. Snipes is already over. Dude, you're my third leg. You're going platinum. And I lived in his leg. Because the day he went over, I started drawing this huge check off of Bundy's leg, and a great check off of Danny's leg, and a great check off of, and my income went from ruby income to emerald income, and there wasn't any comparison. You know what most people do? Well, I got me one good one, I got my second one over, but I got to get me diamond identified. I got to get me diamond identified. Ooh, look, get me diamond identified. And while you're out there going diamond, you don't even go emerald. And groups lose momentum, they lose belief, they lose heart, and you got to work twice as hard to get them back over. Phase two is simple. Once the leg's over month after month, you can now camp a leg. You can spend less physical time on the leg, which frees you up to help other legs. And you can spend more time growing the leaders themselves. You get to spend more time growing leaders. But here's what's cool. You draw circles during prime time, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. You can grow leaders non-prime time. You can grow leaders on a Friday night. You can grow leaders on a Saturday morning. You can grow leaders. You can grow leaders sitting around a pool. You can grow leaders at Emerald Club on a golf course. You can grow leaders at Diamond Club sitting around the Maui swimming pool. Growing leaders, listen to me guys, ladies, it's very convenient. It's nowhere near as taxing. You can grow leaders and incorporate it into your lifestyle, folks. But you cannot grow groups conveniently. You cannot grow groups. You cannot build platinum ships incorporating into your lifestyle. You have to pay a price to grow groups. So you got to ask yourself, am I an emerald? Yes or no? Do I have three legs over? Yes or no? So what do I need to do? I need to have enough places to work, be it leg 3 and 4, leg 2, 3, and 4, be it leg 3 and 4. I got to find enough places to go serve on a nightly basis, maybe 2 nights a week, until I get the momentum in that group, and then it's easy. Because once I get the momentum in a group, it's easy to build a business. Right, how do you get a leg to 7,500 people that you drive them death? Get a new IBO starter, that's a piece of cake. Pass out the CD. Invite somebody to see the plants, not that hard. Get them 3 to 4, 6 wide. Get them 3 to 4 to 6 new IBOs as fast as you can. Get the depth in that new group and keep it going until the depth is at least 10 to 15 deep. At least 10 to 15 deep. Okay? Don't even think about getting out of the leg that you got about 10 or 15 deep. By the time you're 10, 15, 20 deep, that leg should be over. But you should have a tremendous amount of relationships in that leg, a tremendous amount of friendships in that leg, a tremendous amount of knowledge on how people think in that leg, so that now that the leg's over, you can look into that tap root that you've just built and say, well, I'm 15 deep. I've got at least 3 or 4 good people in there that I can now grow them as they grow their business. I learned this a long time ago. If you get 12 to 15 personally wide, if you register 12 to 15 new IBOs yourself, you're going to get a minimum of 3 to 4 that want to run. 12 to 15 IBOs this way mean 3 to 4 that want to run. Watch this. 12 to 15 IBOs this way, straight down in a tap root, means you're going to find 3 to 4 that want to run. If you get 3 to 4 out of 15 wide, you got to get 3 to 4 out of 15 deep. So how do you secure your emerald ship? How do you build emerald ship? Get about 12 to 15 wide in a short period of time and help 3 to 4 couples go platinum. That makes you an emerald. Watch this. Drive 3 legs 12 to 15 deep, and now you'll have emerald in depth. You'll never have to put physical time in that leg again as long as you live. Y'all understand something? Mike, what year did you go platinum? 1988. For all intents and purposes, have I done a home meeting for you or anybody in your group since 1988? So now it's year 2002. 14 years I've been getting a 4% check off of Mike Bundy's group. And I haven't shown one single plan for him or anybody in his group since 1988. So, oh, you came to my city one time and showed the plan. Yeah, folks, that's entertainment. I didn't do it to get the leg over or keep it over. I did it so people wouldn't know I quit. So they said, where's Larry been? He must be out of this thing. I ain't seen him in 14 years. It's a little different when you're going in there crazy buying, when you're going in there just to say hello to people, tell some new material you just worked on. I did the work once. Danny, what year did you go platinum? 1988. For all intents and purposes, I haven't had to do any physical circle drawing work in Danny's group since 1988. Campbell, when did you go Putnam? 1989. I haven't done any physical circle drawing in his group that I've had to do since 1989. It's 2002. Not only do I get a 4% check off every leg, I get a depth check. Folks, I make more money off my 4% in depth off of those three legs than most, than the upper one-tenth one income bracket. That right there puts me in a one-tenth 1% income bracket in the United States. Those three legs. Just them three legs. Just off the 4% of depth check. I'm not counting the brick system that kicks in. I'm not counting emerald diamond bonus in here. I'm not counting the last year I got a 50,000 emerald growth incentive bonus off of the business I built 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago. When I did it, I showed a plan and somebody said, that looks like a good idea to me. I like what Danny said tonight in his talk. He said, we're very proud of what we've built. We're very excited about the decisions we've made. Because this business, we weren't sure it was going to work, but we've made millions from this business. You know, I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say it like that before. He said, we've made millions from this business. And I started thinking, you know, I try to tell people how good we're doing, and it's a strong seven-figure income. But when I start thinking about how many seven figures I've made over how many years, man, that gets exciting. We make millions. I'm staying in. This is good stuff. Keep the debt going until you're 10 to 15, 20 deep. Listen to this. Be willing to do 5 to 7 house plans for each new IBO you register. Be willing to do 5 to 7 house plans for each new IBO you register. As soon as that new IBO registers somebody, you need to be willing to do 5 to 7 house plans for that IBO. If you register A, do 5 to 7 meetings for A. As soon as A registers B, do 5 to 7 meetings for B. You just got B 5 to 7 wide, do 5 to 7 meetings for B. Help them get C registered. Now do 5 to 7 meetings for C. You know what happens, folks? Listen to me. Not only are you being a leader, not only are you setting an example of how you build a business, house to house, IBO to IBO, not only are you building relationships, not only are you getting to find out who's reading and who's listening to tapes and who's excited and who's not, but listen to me. You're starting your process of 2 to 5 years of 5 to 6 nights a week. Everybody in here ought to be so excited when you know, hey, I've entered the 2 to 5 year process. I'm part of the 2 to 5 year program now. I've been in for 2 years. I registered about 6 months after QuickStar got in. But I didn't really get steady as she goes. I didn't really get committed until now. Guess what? You're out there 5 to 6 nights a week. Ken? You're out there 5 or 6 nights a week, you're in the 2 to 5 year process. You can now see the light at the end of the tunnel. You can start going, I can smell diamond. I can see. But I don't have my 6 leg identified yet. Get in the first 1, 2, 3, the first 2, 3, 4, the first 4, 5 legs. That 5th and 6th, that 7th leg will show up. You'll find them along the way. You're allowed to do more than one thing at a time, folks. Does this help anybody? Does this make sense? While you're out there going depth, you're allowed to put in a new idea. What are you going to do? I don't know if I can do both things at one time. Listen to this. Get the problem. You'll solve it. You're sharper than you think you are. I can't add 8 new legs. I'm already too busy. Do you understand sometimes you're going to add a leg that needs very little help? Do you understand when you add a new leg, sometimes you realize that I can make that leg grow easier by far than the ones I've been working in? I heard a saying one time, I love it. It's much easier to give birth to a new baby than to raise a dead. It's more or less a spiritual principle, but it's truth. Be willing to do 5 to 7 house plans for each new IBO in that way. Listen to this one. Here's E. A was getting new IBO started, B was getting 3 to 4, 6 new IBOs, C, D, E. Here's E. I love this one. Every new IBO is a doorway to 10,000 people. Every time I drive up in somebody's driveway, trailer park, apartment, $600,000 home. Every time I drive up in a driveway, and I walk in that living room, or I walk in that apartment, and I set up my little board diesel, I am opening the doorway to a friend of mine that I have not yet met, that with my help, his dream, we can put 10,000 people in a Coliseum in his name. That's how I could go out there night after night, week after week, month after month. I personally will show the plan 365 times a year for one winner. I will show the plan 365 nights, 364 of them being no-shows, if I'm promised one winner that year. Because I only need a winner the first year, one. I only need one winner the second year, two. I only need one winner the third year, three. Three will get you free if you do it right. Three will get you free if you counsel. Three will get you free if you get your finances in order before you go Emerald. Fourth year, I find a winner. Fifth year, I find a winner. I'll take 6 years of hard work all life long. I'll trade 6 years of my life having fun building this business for personal financial freedom the rest of my life forever. Every time. No questions asked. As a matter of fact, I don't want to discourage anybody. This is my story, not yours. But it took me 10 years to find my six. I don't apologize for it. It was the funnest 10 years of my life. But I went diamond in 1991. And I have never had to qualify again. I have never had to draw the plan again. I have never had to motivate anybody again. And we have been on autopilot ever since. We're still active. We still love the business. We still help people. But I want you to hear something. We did the work once. Snipes business is not going away anytime soon. I believe the Bundy leg is fairly solid. Campbell Haggis, 1,500 people here this weekend. Every plan you do is a doorway to 10,000 people. Don't try to make your personal IBO, this is a good one. Don't try to make your personal IBO the leader. Let the leader develop. Let the leader appear as you are 10, 12, 15th in his downline. Don't try to make your personal IBO, your friend, your blood brother, your covenant buddy, the leader. Many times, your personal IBO is not going to build the business to 10,000 people. They can be in for the rest of their life. They can have 7,500 PV. But that doesn't mean they're going to be a mover and a shaker in this business. Doesn't mean you can't love them. Doesn't mean you can't hang around them. But don't count on them. Don't wait on them. Because see, you may not mind waiting, guys, but I guarantee your wife does. I'm trying to do a nice positive tape here, so I won't go there. Next thing, same thing. F, that was E, F, G. Keep the activity in the leg going. Keep the pressure on in the leg. Keep booking yourself in the leg week after week. Let me rephrase that. Twice a week after twice a week. I'm here Monday, I'll be back Thursday. I'm here Thursday, I'll be back Monday. I'm here Monday, Thursday doesn't work, we've got a bowling tournament. I'll be back Wednesday. Wednesday's good, I'll be back Wednesday. Hey, you're excited? I'm gonna be back in your house on Saturday afternoon. You free Saturday? Fantastic, I'll come to your house and do the same thing. What you gotta do, folks, is you gotta realize people don't go direct with long-term mentality, they go direct, they go platinum. I'm from the old school, I use the term direct, but it means platinum or Q. It means 7,500 PV, okay? What I'm trying to let you know is this. that when I get a leg to platinum or 7,500 PV, okay, I do it because I'm working that leg for 4 to 6 months with a short burst of energy, and I'm rallying the troops. You don't break direct. You don't break platinums by just going, well, I'm in for life, you're in for life, one day we'll just have a bunch of people moving some of this stuff. We'll have people clicking and dragging in the middle of the night in their underwear, and we'll get 75 people going 100 points one day because we're tough as nails. Here's what you do. You take your energy and you energize the 10, 12, 15, 20 IBOs. And you battle cry them. And you start saying, man, you're at 1,500 PV this month. You're going to be at 2,500 PV 2 months from now. And here's how we're going to do it. And then you get them to 2,500 PV and you say, man, is this awesome? You just got a bigger check. Are you excited? Yeah. In 2 months, we're going to have you at 4,000 PV. Here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to work here. I'm going to work there. You're going to work there. You're going to work here. Bubba, you're going to work there. Edgar, you're working over here. Matilda, you're going to do this. And you orchestrate. You game plan. You coach the people. They don't know what to do. What do I want to do? I just go to open meetings. Go to open meetings, do 100 PV, sit there. Maybe you bring somebody. Maybe you got to get fired up. Folks, you got to go into the group and energize them. You got to be the battle cry. You got to have a rallying point. You got to give them a vision. You got to let them know that, yeah, you're going to be in the rest of your life, but you're not going to be trudging along. I'm just hanging on the rest of my life. You got to give some stinking people some hope. Everybody goes to platinum in 4 to 6 months. Usually it takes them 2 or 3 years to get the momentum going, though. Going in a group, projecting the future, telling them if we do this, this is what you're going to get. Keep going in the leg. Keep booking a meeting. Don't wait for the deadline and go, well, that went pretty good. Do you think we can do that again next week? No, you know what you say, Holt? Man, this was an awesome meeting. What's your first name?
Jeff.
Jeff, this was an awesome meeting. I'm proud of you. You had 2 guests here tonight. You know what we need to do? We need to do this again Wednesday night. Make him say no. You know what you do? Well, it's Monday, and you had 2 guests, and we'll be back here next Monday. Make them say no. If it's Monday, you know what you do, Jeff? You had 2 people, and you fired up. Did you have fun tonight? We need to do this again tomorrow night. Well, what do you mean tomorrow night? What do you mean tomorrow night? Maybe he goes, fantastic, I can have 8 people here tomorrow night. Yeah, Larry, but I don't have... Are you so busy you can't do 2 meetings in a row? Or are you just trying to fake people out like you got 6 legs to work in? Work where you can work! Until you get the other legs. You're allowed to do more than 1 meeting a week. And in this environment, some of you can do 2 or 3 meetings a week and put 30 to 50 IBOs in a leg in 30 days. Take advantage of the excitement. Take advantage of your excited IBOs. Take the limits off of possibility thinking and quit going, well, I've been in this guy's group for 9 years. He ain't gone animals, so what do I think I'm going to do in 9 years? Bull by his butt. Now I'm getting all fired up. I tried to stay calm. I don't think it's possible. Last thing. Is this helping anybody?
Yeah.
I know it is. That's rhetorical. If I'm talking, you're learning. Trust me. I say it with that little humbleness and belief you can muster. Raise your hand if you've ever had volume fluctuate in your group. Not you. Not some of you veterans. You've been in since dirt, okay? Some of y'all saw Rich and Jay go 1,500. Why does volume fluctuate, sir? Lack of belief? Why does volume fluctuate, sir? Not many people duplicate in circle drawers. Why do you think volume fluctuates, sir? Don't have the right people in standing order. There's one reason why volume fluctuates. Not enough depth. If you have enough depth, you can have a leg at 7,500 feet for the rest of your life and nobody has to show the plane. If you have enough depth, you can have a leg at 7,500 PV and nobody be on standing order. If you get a leg big enough, you don't even have to have anybody come to a function for that leg to be solid month after month after month, because it's being done now hundreds and hundreds of times. If your volume fluctuates, you're not deep enough in any one leg or any of your legs. Let's change it. If one of your legs' volume fluctuates, Matt, your second leg, has the volume ever fluctuated? It's not deep enough. Wait, but maybe the marriages aren't right. No, it's not deep enough. Maybe people need to get their finances in order. It's not deep enough. Maybe people need to know more scripture. It's not deep enough. Maybe people need to read more people skill books. No! It's just not deep enough! If you get the leg deep enough, nothing else matters! Isn't that exciting?
Yes, it is.
You can do the work once, get it built big enough, and all of a sudden you got people in there having divorces, stealing from people, killing each other, and the volume stays over. And you're so far away from all the catastrophe, you don't care! I'm being honest. You can get this thing so big it can spread so far around the world that you can have entire countries get nuked and the volume stays over. And it's going to happen. Because we're all over the world and somebody's going to get nuked. I read the end of the book. I'm staying back. Unless they nuke us, I ain't worried about it.
People go, man, he's perverted. This is scary.
It's a joke. Would you relax? Man, put your New Testament down and relax a little bit.
Well, I'm looking at Revelation. I don't know where that is right there.
It's First Larry's Second Opinion. It ain't in there, right? Gee. You don't have enough depth. If one of your legs' volume fluctuates, they don't have enough depth. Drive, depth. But literally on their own, everything is catered to edification of width. Yeah, and all the money goes to the people who have depth. So you decide what you want. You want to get a donut and go to Mistletoe and hear Bill Britt talk, or do you want to make $150,000 a year and flush your stinking job? Wake up and decide what you want. Legs don't go 7,500 PV by themselves. Somebody is the catalyst in the growth of that leg. Now watch, it's not always you. Sometimes the upline is the catalyst. It's okay, you still get credit for the leg. Sometimes the downline is the catalyst. That's okay, you still get credit for the leg. Sometimes the upline won't work it. Sometimes the downline won't work it. So you got to go work it. That's okay, you still get credit for the leg. But here is the scenario you've got to understand. If you're not the one working it, and your upline's not, and you're not working it, and your downline's not, listen to me. You don't get credit for the leg. And you'll never get credit. You possibly, most likely, will never get credit for the leg. Because a leg does not go over by itself. There's always somebody in there. Now, if you can't wait or count on your upline, and by the way, Robert Bell, here's a tip. I ain't coming in to break your third right leg. So if you want three, you better break them yourself. Why? Because he's already in a platinum leg of mine. Am I helping you, Robert? Am I counseling you?
Yes, sir.
Am I edifying you?
Yes, sir.
Does your team have access to me?
Yes, sir.
Am I going to go break a third leg for you?
No, sir.
No, sir. Here's the point. Listen to me.
When do you want to be through?
Instead of waiting for your upline or your downline, you know what you say? I got it! No problem. I am smart enough and capable enough and man enough or woman enough to help three people to the platinum level. I can do it. I may not get six this year. I may not have nine. Crown is not in my vocabulary, but I can get three stinking people to platinum. Because it's what I'm going to focus on.
Yeah, Larry, but you've been talking about people getting stuck in platinum and stuck in emerald and all these things are getting into your belly.
Folks, death is the secret to large incomes and stable business, period. And if you got a peanut Mickey Mouse dream, and if you've got a Girl Scout level of responsibility, you'll live happily ever after with three sappy directs. You'll be a big dog on a small porch and think you are it. And you'll get left behind, and that feeling of being a big dog on a small porch is going to wear off real fast. Most people I know that when they go emerald, they realize they have a bigger responsibility. And then all they got to do is get three more over. If you can get the first three over, you can get the second three over. But legs don't go over by themselves. I'm done with this. It's 4 to 6 months worth of concentrated effort. The more work you can do, the more momentum you'll create. Don't worry about if while you're in death, you've got people duplicating. If you do, praise God. If you don't, praise God. Don't worry about if you got people in death while you're in death, they're getting whipped. All you need is the 7,500 points. And once you get the 7,500 points, you can now look into the group and start finding the people who are showing signs of leadership and work with them. Does that help anybody? I've enjoyed sharing that with you. That's my depth talk. Most of y'all are way sharper than I was. I've got a lot of good old common sense in me now from Bill Britt and Paul Miller. I'll tell you one of the things that I've never been. I've never been confused. I've not always been right, but I've never been confused. I decided what I wanted, and I was going to go get it if it hair-lipped a governor. And I don't even know what that means, but it sounds severe, doesn't it? I've been saying that for about 20 years. I still don't know it. One day, when the governor's going to go, oh, my goodness. You know, the battle cry is not to run out here, and the winner's team's going to break 600 emeralds. Diamond, diamond, diamond. You got to get three before you can get six. And don't leave any money on the table you don't have to along the way. Take advantage of the atmosphere. Know what you want. There might be some in here who you have three or four good legs right now, but you honestly believe that you can get six over in the same time frame you get three over. Go for it. I'm not up here tonight to tell you what to do with your business any more than I want you to just listen to every incentive we put out from stage. Here's what you need to learn. Watch this. Upline, what do I need to do next? Now I'm your upline. You just ask, here's what I ask you. What do you want and when do you want it? To be honest with you, Emerald would be awesome. But if I could run Ruby Volume for 3 or 4 months, that'd be more than enough to not only bring my wife home from work, but to pay off some credit cards. Well, can you go Ruby much faster than you can go Emerald? Oh, absolutely, because I'm already running about 6,000 PB through 8 legs. Well, let's get you a game plan for going Ruby. Let's get you to Ruby, and once you're Ruby and you're running all this volume, we'll start busting some directs, some platinums for you. Don't worry about that. Everybody, unless you're brand new and you just got in tonight, everybody's got a different kind of business. And that's where knowing what you want comes into play. And why do you want it? I remember Campbell coming to me one time and said, later when I retire, I want to retire the same day my wife does. I don't want to leave a day sooner or a day later. I want to retire and I want to go get Diane. I want her to retire. It wasn't my idea, it was his idea. You know what we did? We set up a game plan, Campbell's finances and his business development, and we looked at his finances, his debt dropped, his income went up through the business, it was a solid, stable business, he had three legs, it would never fall back. I said, Campbell, you've cut your last blade of grass, go get your wife out of that stupid factory or wherever she worked. And he mowed Paul's lawn for the last time, got halfway through, shot the lawnmower gun. We all got in a limo and went out to Rome Polanc, where Diane worked. And he went in there, got her, carried across the threshold, and he won him on a full-time job ever since. This is from the source they come. He had a game plan, folks. I didn't give him the game plan. Listen to me. He gave it to me. Danny came to me. He was at 1900 PV. He said, I want to retire. I didn't give him the game plan. He gave it to me. And his upline was so awesome, I'm like, fine with me. 1900 PV. Freedom! I sent him balloons and cake and everything. 1900 PV. You talk about it. It's like Dumb and Dumber riding in that little truck, you know? 1900 PV. You know, you bet, man, freedom! We went across the street having freedom lunch. Me, you, and David, you heard that thing. Me, Danny, and Rush. Because this is 1900 PV, people couldn't get off work. We didn't check with Paul. We knew what we wanted. Gave up like a $70,000 job at Ruby. He ran Ruby volume 1 month. The next month, he broke it a wreck. He made about $6,000 the first month at Ruby. Next month, he made like $3,000. He quit his job based on a $6,000 a month income. I remember about 3 months after he quit, I said, how are you fired up? He said, yeah, but you know how I can have $3,000 a month of my income? He said, because nobody told me that the next month I was going to break that direct, and all that volume was going away. And I was like, sorry. The detail, man, where's your faith? Told him, start giving $3,000 a month, you'll get the $3,000 back tomorrow. Depth is precious. Momentum is precious. You can always add a new IBL on any given day. You can't always find a place to take a leg 10, 12, 15 deep and put 100, 300, 500 people on a leg. Jake, where are you at? You understand that you take a leg in 18 months, you can get it to not only direct platinum, you can get it to double platinum. You can get it to 15 grand. By the time you get a leg to 15 grand, folks, you don't have to worry about the leg. Get a leg to 150, 200, 250 standing orders. It's going to stay over. If one player takes a bump in the road, there's another 150 in there that don't. Don't let any one leg or listen to me. Watch it. This will help somebody. I'm going to say this in hush. Most people think that a brand new guy is so important or not important, but that a leader like Campbell is. I want you to hear something. I'm just using Campbell for example. I used Danny. Last night I used Joe. I don't want anybody quitting using Joe if I use Joe. Most people think that Joe is more important, or Campbell is more important than Alex. Alex, you're brand new. You just got in. Campbell's way more important than him. I'm on my way to Emerald. I'm on my way to Diamond. I'm building a huge organization. I'm looking for permanent volume. I've got 1,500 people in Campbell Nyan's group. I have nobody in yours, maybe two, maybe three people. Okay? If Campbell quits, I have 1,499 people in that leg and about 100 directs. I don't miss a thing if Campbell and I quit. If you quit, I lose everything. Most people have everything backwards in this business. You think that if a guy gets really big, he is so important. Well, as a friend, Campbell's important to me. As a friend, Joe Markowitz is important to me. Joe has affected more. But listen to me. If Joe and Mary Beth get negative, or Campbell gets negative, or Jake gets negative, they're no longer in a leadership position. They're no longer affecting people positively. And so if they quit, here's what I've got. I've got 15. If Joe quits, I have 4,000 people underneath him. Now, when I'm thinking about what's best for my business, is it better for a Joe to quit, volume-wise, or a guy that's got three people in his group, or one person, or two? A brand new leg, most people think, is not important, and that the big guys are. You know what I think? I think the big guys are important as far as leadership, but it's only a person doing 100 PV. Because when you put structure underneath them for your qualification, it's just another 100 to 300 PV. Now, I'm not saying that Joe or Campbell or Jake aren't important. That's not the point. I'm talking about when you're looking at your qualifications. So when you're going out to do work, here's what I do. I layer. Layer after layer after layer after layer after layer. And I get that thing so intertwined, and this guy breaks a direct in that city, and that guy breaks a platinum in that city, and this guy breaks a platinum in this city, and this guy breaks a Q12, and all of a sudden there's 500 people over here, and there's 700 people over here, and in seven states away there's 500 people here. This whole team can get negative and mishmash and junk going on, and these two teams don't even know it. You know why? Because they're in a whole different realm. They might be upline, downline, but they don't even associate with each other. This thing gets out of your hands, folks, but it doesn't happen by itself. Get in your car. You got a guy with a name on his list? Guy who has a friend in Alabama? Get your stinking car to go to Alabama and show him his friend. That guy in Alabama could be the biggest guy ever get in your group. That's death. Your business is going to be as good as the people you find. But you know what determines the quality of the people you find? Real fast, here's what it is. What you'll settle for is what the quality will be. What you'll settle for. And when you got a guy that's showing the plan one time a month, and you're so excited you can't stand, or one time a week, and you're treating him like baby Jesus, like Paul Miller Jr., when that guy motivates you and he is the leader in your group, you're dead in the water. One of my favorite sayings is most people don't know what a good IBO is until they actually find one. The problem is many times it takes you 5 to 10 years to find a good IBO. And then you look back and you realize I've wasted all of this quality time on these people who really aren't that committed to the business. Tell you one last story, I'm done. Hopefully this helps. Last guy I want to tell you about. His picture is in this month's Achieve magazine. Paul Miller and I decided to call him Frat for short, because neither one of us can pronounce the last name. But it's Steve Fratercangeli. And last year, we were getting ready to go Diamond, and I think Go Diamond was in February, and the end of January he was at 6,800 PV, and he wanted to go to Go Diamond bad. He'd been in the business about a year, and he was at 6,800 points, and he said it was upline, please can I go, I mean I just want to be around the lead. No, you're not at silver, you're not going. So he stayed home. He did not qualify to go to Go Diamond last year. He's going to his first Go Diamond this year. He has two platinum legs and he's running ruby volume outside of them. And his third leg is at 4,000 PV. Doug Weir told me he has a legitimate shot at being in Emerald qualification the first month he goes to go diamond. He, by the end of February, has a legitimate shot at being in Emerald qualification. This time last year was at 6,800 P of A. That's why it's pictures in Achieve Magazine for sponsoring and volume, whatever it's in there for. Thank you so much. I'm done doing this. God bless y'all.
We hope you enjoyed this presentation. Other titles by Larry and Pam Winters include Edification and Promotion. Order code.